Capricorn's first love versus final love. Capricorn's first love wasn't soft, it was raw. All heart, no armor. They gave without asking, trusted without testing, stayed even when it hurt, because loyalty was never a game to them. It was a default setting. They fell in love with potential. The idea that patience could fix someone, that effort could make someone stay. And so they gave their time, their loyalty, their silence, even when it was breaking them. They stayed up late building futures in their head with someone who barely showed up in the present. And when it fell apart, Capricorn didn't break in public. They bled in silence, smiling like nothing happened while learning the art of building walls from scratch. That was their first love. Now, let's talk about their final love. Capricorn's final love is not found. It's earned. It doesn't arrive with flowers. It arrives with consistency. It's quiet, intentional, and deeply, deeply secure. They don't chase now. They observe. They don't romanticize red flags. They leave. They don't beg for reassurance. They choose someone whose presence is reassurance. Their final love is magnetic because Capricorn knows who they are now. They don't want chaos. They want peace. A bond that grows in the dark and still glows. Not performance, but partnership. Because once Capricorn stops loving with naivety and starts loving with clarity, you'll understand why the final love hits differently. Capricorn, was your first love your biggest lesson or your biggest illusion? Tell me in the comments and drop your birthday to find your twins.